President Bush will join thousands of spectators at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina this week to celebrate the centennial of flight. In December 1903, the Wright brothers flew four times, an event that historians consider the birth of modern aviation. At least most historians do. In Connecticut, there's a group of activists who say this week's celebration honors the wrong pilots. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Talk to aviation buffs in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and you'll hear a theory that challenges everything you learned about the invention of the airplane. Forget for a moment that North Carolina's state slogan is First in Flight, or that the Wright brothers' home state of Ohio calls itself the birthplace of aviation. Some Bridgeport residents believe their town deserves those honors.
Okay, we call this hangar number 21.
In a wooden building on the Bridgeport waterfront, amateur pilot Andy Koch displays the artifacts of a local inventor named Gustav Whitehead. For generations, people here have argued that Whitehead piloted a homemade plane above Long Island Sound 2 years before the Wright brothers' flights at Kitty Hawk.
He flew right along the shore in Fairfield, in Bridgeport, and in Stratford. There are eyewitnesses who saw him making little short hops, maybe 3 or 4 feet off the ground, in this area.
So this is around 1900, 1901?
Around 1901, right. This is the 1901 airplane.
Koch, a high school science teacher, spends his free time researching and telling Whitehead's story. He even helped build a working replica of Whitehead's plane with a steam engine, a wooden body, and folding wings of bamboo and silk. Koch has flown the replica at air shows to spread the word about his hero.
We're looking to give Whitehead credit. That's what I think. I want him to be in the history books and to tell what Whitehead did with his life. I mean, he spent his life trying to fly, and I believe he did fly.
History books now say little about Whitehead, except to include him among many inventors who tried to conquer the mystery of flight. He experimented with gliders and helicopters, but is best known for the folding wing plane, a machine the New York Times in 1897 called an artificial bird. His grandson, Bob Whitehead, says Gustav devoted years to the project, but sought no publicity for his work.
He didn't want people to know about it when he flew. He kept it as much a secret because he was afraid someone was going to get hurt when he took off or landed or whatever. And everybody thought it was nuts anyway. He's talking about the crazy Whitehead up on the hill.
So unlike the Wright brothers, who left behind records and photos of their flights, there's no proof Whitehead ever got off the ground. His backers mainly base their case on old newspaper articles, which say Whitehead flew several times before 1903. Author William O'Dwyer also took affidavits from about a dozen people who claim to have seen those early flights, like this elderly man interviewed in 1968.
Now, you say at one time you saw one of his aircraft with an engine in it fly in the air.
All three is.
How high off the ground did it get?
Well, I would say about 25 feet.
About as high as a telephone pole?
Historians, though, are skeptical of those eyewitness accounts. In 1945, Orville Wright himself scorned Whitehead's work, and the Smithsonian Institution, which owns the Wright plane, believes Whitehead never flew. Some people in Bridgeport allege a conspiracy between the Smithsonian and the Wright family to hide the truth. But institution curator Peter Jacobs says the real issue is a lack of evidence.
The newspaper articles and the so-called affidavits, none of them really hold up to scrutiny. People have changed their statements or repudiated them. Some of them are 60, 70 years after the fact. There's just no credibility to any of the stories.
And even if Whitehead did fly before 1903, experts say that wouldn't necessarily dethrone the Wright brothers as the fathers of aviation. Duke University historian Alex Rowland says the Wright's machine still was the first that could both get off the ground and be controlled in the air.
When I say that the Wrights were first to fly, what I mean is that they were the first ones to be able to turn, rise, bank, and fly exactly where you want to fly with the craft fully under your control. And we now fly the same way the Wright brothers taught us to fly.
This winter, far away from the crowds of Kitty Hawk, Gustav Whitehead is being honored in a smaller venue, the Bruce Museum of Arts and Science in Connecticut, where visitors can see models of Whitehead's planes and photos of his life. As she stood before a picture of the inventor's tombstone, 80-year-old Jan Becker lamented his lack of fame.
I've never understood why I see so many commercials for the Wright brothers. Not commercials, but they run off, see, the Wright brothers have done this, it's their anniversary, da-da-da-da-da. and nothing for this gentleman. He's an important person. He got there first.
Museum officials stress they're taking no position on whether Whitehead flew before the Wrights. That, they say, is for visitors to decide themselves. But there's little doubt about the prevailing opinion in Bridgeport. At a city parade this summer, one of the most popular floats was a model of the Wright brothers' plane, with a sign on the back that read, "Second in Flight." Adam Hochberg, NPR News.